Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey kids, it's Nick DiPaolo. I got a new special out called Another Senseless Killing. You're going to love it. Here's a couple clips. You can get it at nickdip.com.
And you guys in your 20s, you're so spoiled. You don't even know what bad porn is. You have no fucking idea. I'm 51 years old. You know the first thing I masturbated to, and this is the honest to God truth, the Indian on the Lando Lakes Butterbox. If that's true, more people are dying from obesity than starvation. We're going to have to change those late night commercials you see. You know, the little ones with the African kid sitting in the desert with a bowl of rice in front of him, flies all over his face, and gonna have to replace him with a 400-pound Green Bay Packers fan sitting in his recliner with a pile of chicken wings on his lap, barbecue sauce in his hair. For just 20 cents a day, you can buy this fat fuck a treadmill.
And for just $8, you can have that special. Go to nickdip.com. Thanks for your support, kids, and thanks for listening to the podcast.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. Somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, we're going. We're up and running. Let's start off a little song here.
Song. But why do you do the song on the podcast if you do it on the radio?
No, that's a different one.
I know, but you shouldn't be able to do both.
Why not?
Because you hijacked our radio show.
And I hijack it.
Which is fine. But
what? All right,
I won't. You can't hear. It's not a pleasant experience.
What's that?
It's like they can identify the song, but it's not a pleasant listening experience.
This is pleasant. I'll only play a second.
In the first precinct jail.
Do you know what song this is?
Mr. Bojangles, live version.
I knew a man Bojangles and he danced for you.
That's me walking on stage.
You wish. Silver hair, ragged shirt, and baggy pants. We did the old soft shoe. Jump so high. Jump so high. Then he'd like to touch down.
That song, when back in the day, we used to, you know, there were so many one-nighters. We used to do so many one-nighters in comedy. Balazzo's, Jerry Stanley, Gary Grant. I mean, you could work 5-6 nights a week doing one-nighters. And, you know, there was the Jersey comics, the New York City comics, and the Long Island comics. You know, and you would always, you know, you'd be with someone different, Long Island, you know, Hawthorne, or, you know, who else, were, you know, Bizarre, John Bizarre, and New York, you know, you had Lou DiMaggio, and Mike Langworthy, Joe Bolster, and Jersey, Max Docelli, Billy Garen, me, and there was a guy from.
How can you remember all those names?
I can remember tons of names, and then I can remember a lot.
Huh? What a talent!
And then one comic from Long Island, Jeff Sabrowski, I think his name is Jeff Sabrowski, used to close his show with the song "Mr. Bojangles,"
mm-hmm.
and he had a friend of his, I guess, sing the song himself, and he went up and he danced like Mr. Bojangles to the song, and mm-hmm. that was his closing bit, and the song sounded great, but when you look back and think about it, what the fuck is funny about that? I don't remember. Like, was it just him acting out, miming the dance? And I don't. I think he was a nice guy, if I could remember. He seemed like a nice guy. I don't think he was a dick, but back then, I was new, so I couldn't say, hey, that fucking thing is stupid, because I used to close with a male go-go bit where I played that song So Many Men, and I would dance across the stage.
Why would you tell people this?
I would dance across the stage. I looked exactly like the go-go, how the male dancers would, and I took my shirt off, and I had a little bow tie.
This is like the whole reason you started doing stand-up was so that you could...
What?
Why didn't you just become one of those dancers? That's what you really wanted.
No, I didn't have the body for it. I mean, I looked okay.
Well, you had the body for it to do it in the comedy club. I mean...
Well, it was all about the dance. But I'm here.
But you took off your shirt. You could have just done the dance.
No, I had... And like, I hey, put the jacket over my shoulder. Like,
yeah,
like,
but you could have been
What?
This is how, you know, blah, blah, blah. You didn't have to take it to the extreme.
Yes, and I skipped out, and I put the... Now, if I'm sitting here trashing him for doing Mr. Bojangles, right. Mine was fucking worse.
Yeah.
The male go-go.
It's a good lesson. It's a good...
And I had to bring my own sometimes, you know... fucking boombox.
It's like a biblical story almost, what you're telling us.
Yeah. But then John...
Don't judge other people.
John Bizarre used to come out with a boombox on his shoulder, and he used to destroy. That was his opening. He fucking killed Nancy Ryan's husband.
You do
John
something
Bizarre.
With music in a comedy show, you're going to do pretty good.
And then back then, in the 80s...
Not with the other comics.
All the other... Then the comics...
No comics respect that.
No, not New York comics. See, New York comics weren't doing the crazy, hacky
stuff
at the Long Island.
Even in the clubs.
Well, no.
You see, there's very few so-called musical or guitar acts or, you know, guys that do that kind of thing. Anything prepared like that.
Well, Ray...
That other comics really... Henry Phillips does music, but he's a genius. So he's like... You know, he's an exception to the rule.
Well, Ray Romano used to close with a rubber band in his
hair. I remember that.
And he, it was some kind of explosion thing.
Yeah, I saw that on TV or something. I remember.
Or something. Hiroshima, Nagasaki. I don't know what it was, but it was a rubber band.
Look, he did more than one thing with that rubber band. He did other things.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, it was like a couple of...
Well, I was working a comedy club, the Upper Deck Comedy Club in Lake Opatcon. And he was middling, and I was closing.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
And he fucking killed every... I could barely follow him.
Yeah.
He was so fucking funny before he was even famous, obviously. And he would... I remember this agency came from Spotlight. It used to be an agency in New York, Spotlight Entertainment, where they folded and they owed everybody money. I mean, they owed... big acts, $40,000-$50,000. And back then, that was a lot of fucking money. I don't remember the acts that were with Spotlight. I do remember Roger Paul did work with him. What are the odds? But, and there was another guy, Chris McNeil, I think, worked for Spotlight. And somebody from Spotlight was at the Upper Deck, and Ray Romano just fucking destroyed in the middle. And I had to close, and they loved him. And you know, like when you're new and you have nothing going on, pretty much, and the agent's there.
Or not new and you have nothing going on, sure.
Yeah, and they paid no attention to me. And do you know how depressing that was? You know, so you just, it was very depressing.
I was like, that's why I don't like going to Montreal unless I got something going on.
Talk up, please.
No, I can't. This is as loud as I get. And also, I listen to the radio show, and you're always telling me to talk up. I was too loud.
You were never too loud.
Yeah, I was. I was too loud.
You're too soft now because we don't have the equipment the radio show
has. Right up on it. People can hear me.
It's aggravating.
Can you hear me? Yeah, we can hear you. See? Do we have a read?
No, it starts next week.
Oh, shit.
And we do six weeks
in a row of reads.
Well, no, 3 weeks at one point and then 3 weeks at another. But next week we have to do...
He prefaced it by saying, here's another read for you to ruin.
See, if you're going to talk that soft...
Here's another read for you to ruin.
Well,
that's a rude thing to say because, you know what, some people might think that those reads are better than the canned. Like, who's listening on the radio when somebody's like... You know, they always try to fool you into thinking they're just talking. You know what I did the other day? I went and got my teeth cleaned. Yeah. Why'd you do that? I got this product that you use at home. It's amazing. It's, it's like...
I always want to call out the radio host for that.
Yeah, well, come on. We know that's an ad.
Yeah, just say it. Talk like it's an ad.
Yeah,
like,
look at here. We get paid to say this out loud. It's going to have the same effect, right? It's got to. People are not that stupid to be like, well, guess what? I think these... Like, if you listen to...
Yeah, but even still, even if one of them did use it, does that mean I got to fucking use it?
Well, I mean, that's the thing, is that they can't possibly be using all the things they say they're using.
Yeah, because...
I mean, they've just got pounds of product at home that they got to do every day. Come on.
Whoa, you want your teeth whitened? Look at my teeth. I use...
We can't see you. You're on the radio, you dumbass.
I know. I'll tell you, when I fucking send berries, do you know who I send? You know, it's...
Oh, just... you're doing great from the... Uh-oh.
But those are good berries. We remember when we were getting them?
I don't remember.
The sherry berries when we got them for the Oscar gift basket.
This was one of our ads.
No.
We just did.
It's not an ad. Don't you remember we were sending them to people as gifts? We would get them every month. They were those big, you know, those ones in chocolate, ones in... Do you want me to bring them up on a computer and you can see what they look like?
No. But we were getting a lot of stuff those days.
Man, we were just giving them to people. Remember when we got...
Gave your ex-wife a ton of cosmetic stuff.
We did?
Yeah, because there was a ton of, like, face creams and, like, boxes. Like, there's no way you could use it all.
Remember we were getting that candy every month? Once a month, chocolate from... it was the best fucking candy. It was better than... better than the number one in the mall, in my opinion. Better than Godiva. Don't you remember the candy every fucking month? Sometimes it was bars. Sometimes it was other...
I remember getting, like, the vodka.
We got the best tequila. We were giving bottles away. Yeah. That tequila was, like, a couple hundred dollars a bottle,
I think.
We
just gave it away. olive oil that was like $200 a bottle.
You gave it away. We should have kept it. We didn't know.
Though I used some of that olive oil. I just used it like normal. I didn't know how to use it. But everything I made with it, you were like, this is amazing. It was so good.
I don't know if I said that. I think you're just throwing that in to say that.
No, I remember because I started to think I was a really good cook.
Yeah, she was taking $200 a bottle of olive oil, deep frying fries in it.
I know. These are incredible.
Yeah, but we got so much shit. And if we knew what it was worth, don't you remember that tequila, even though we don't drink?
I don't think I ever drank any of the tequila.
No, but it was worth
I don't remember. You looked up everything on the
internet. Yeah.
I was saving a bottle of champagne for years. Because I thought it came from the Oscar gift bag, and I was gonna like, when something fantastic happened. Oh, actually, we were gonna open it when we got the movie, when we got distributed.
I wasn't gonna drink it though.
It's still in there, and saving it, you know, and then one day you looked it up, and it's like $12. I don't know where it came from.
Yeah,
but we've been saving a $12 bottle of champagne.
No, we had champagne. It was worth a lot because remember you sent Scott Buck a bottle for his.
Oh yeah,
and it was worth big money.
For his
you sent a lot of wedding presents late from my Oscar gift basket.
You have
to your friends.
Yeah.
So, just one question, real quick: why are you so mean in the morning when you come back to bed? I didn't do it. You yell at people. You're like, are you gonna open up a gum? Are you gonna do this?
Because you get up and you start making so much noise, and I don't go to bed until. You know, really late. And then I got to get up and get Raina ready to school. And I want to come back to bed and just have like another hour or two before we have to leave and go have like, you know, I'm not going to get home tonight until really late again. I need sleep once in a while. And then the minute I get back to bed, you're snoring. Then you're like, it doesn't matter to you. You sleep right through. Then you start talking to people and you're like, you have this weird thing where you think like, I don't know how you go to sleep, but people fall asleep.
With my eyes closed.
Right, but they don't... You're not talking 1 minute and sleeping the next. So you're like... there's a process of falling asleep where you don't want any distractions and you're just drifting.
I just close my fucking eyes.
Okay, well, whatever, you're a robot, but other people, they drift into sleep. So you think like... Oh, they're awake, and you can just go in and be like, rah, 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 rah. But it's like, no, I was like...
You were awake. You talked to me, so I talked back to you.
I said, stop snoring. And then you started talking to me, and I was like, I'm trying to sleep. And then you got really mad. Oh, I'm sorry. You were just talking to me 1 second ago, so I thought you were awake. And you're going to have a fight while
You exaggerate so much.
I'm in the middle of drifting.
People,
drifting.
You know, after all these episodes, people have to know how you exaggerate and how you just... You know, twist things. They got to know. They can't be that dumb where they don't see through you.
You were angry and you did yell.
No, I didn't yell. I said, I didn't yell at all. And don't open your eyes like I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
I'm not. I didn't yell. I said, you just talked to me, so you're up. That was the tone of voice.
No, it wasn't. See, that's where you don't know. You don't get it.
No, maybe your ears.
I'm
going to
record your tone of voice.
Oh, are you?
I'm going to record it.
Is that, you going to do that with all the other things you said you were going to do that you don't do?
Yeah.
Like the lists, all the lists you were supposed to make. And, and all, have you got any
of
them?
I did make them. I'm just not showing you yet.
You're going to wait?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just know. But don't think people don't see through you. I just want you to know that. They see the good side of you, but don't think they don't see the bad side.
Who gives a shit?
Huh? I'm just saying.
If I was good, it wouldn't be interesting. You don't like people who are only good.
I only see the good side of you. I try to only see the good side.
That's not true.
I try.
Last night I had a bite of some so quietly, and you were like, "You better not eat it that loud."
Oh, you fucking eating potato chips so loud? It just goes off in my head. No one can. Don't you know how? Here, let me. Here's a little trick I learned back when I was in Korea.
Oh, suck on it.
Yeah, you get it a little
Stop.
Wet.
Stop. It's you have a disorder. It has nothing to do with me. You have misophonia, which is. And I just read another article about it that it's like, it's not even just about that you don't like that sound, is that you react to that sound with violence. And that's what you do. You're like, look at me like you're going to punch me in the face. And it goes back to childhood. So something's triggering it. Possibly your father come to pick you up, took you out to eat, and then you resented him. So when he ate something, I don't know. That's just.
Was that your is
just
that
my
your
armchair
analysis?
Psychology? But that was in the article that it has something to do with childhood. You're being triggered.
Everything has something to do with childhood. Read any Bradshaw book. It's about the inner child. Everything does. Okay, you know. He was a therapist. Bradshaw, you know. We'll,
don't
we'll
say he was
him.
A therapist. Like nobody knows. He's the only. It's the only book you've ever brought up on this podcast.
Who, Bradshaw?
Yeah.
No, I brought up Freud and Masters and Johnson.
God.
And do you know who Masters and Johnson was?
Of course.
Who?
What, people.
Yeah.
Oh my God! And there's a show on HBO about it. So like.
Finally they came out with a show after all these years.
Oh my God, come on. This is the thing about stupid people, is that they can't believe other people know shit. That they're stupid people are they get arrogant about their intelligence.
Day on radio when I mentioned Newton's law of physics, you didn't know that.
Cuz there is no such thing.
It is. It's Newton's law of physics. Okay, I'll look right here. I'll bring. How come this computer's not working? We're supposed to have two computers going at one time. That's what makes a good podcast. That was what makes it feel like we're in a studio, right? Oh boy. Oh, it's not working. All right.
Whatever.
I'm just telling you. All right, let's get started.
But also, you were saying it's not Newton's law of physics, it's laws of something. And you kept saying blank laws of physics, which of course no one would get that. That's not what it is.
Yes, Newton's law. You know what? I'll do it on my phone. Do I need to talk a little for once on your own and see if you can...
There was a whole bunch of stuff I was going to bring up about how annoying you are, and now I can't remember.
Well, maybe because you're talking too soft and you're not really awake.
Stop it.
When you talk louder, you... Newton law. See, Newton's law of motion.
Newton's law of motion. That's
Newton's
different.
A body of motion.
Yeah, it's different.
Describe the
so if you said
the body of,
Rich, what? If you said blank law of motion, then you could get mad at me for not getting it. But you can't have one of the two words you give me to be wrong and then be like, you're an idiot for not getting it. That's exactly, you have just played the hand that I just said dumb people
really?
Do
right
all
here,
the time.
Stupid. Newton law of physics. Newton's law of physics, okay? Newton's law of the physics, okay?
But it's not...
So that's what it's called, Newton's law of physics. Say you're sorry in front of the whole...
It says Newton's law, the physics.
You know what? You know I'm
right. It's just not a saying that people do.
Yeah, they do. I've been to a lot of physics parties. And also,
a body in motion stays in motion.
Tends to stay in motion.
That's the other thing I've heard you say 27 times. It's like there's eight things that you know. Oh, and M.C. Escher.
You know who M.C. Escher is? You know
he's an artist that does like weird.
He drew like almost obstacle
like mind melding kind of painting
stuff. Like it looks like the waterfall's going down, but it's going up.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's the only other.
No, I know Peter Max.
Peter Max. You also.
How about Salvador Dali? How about Van Gogh?
Never referenced Van Gogh.
I never referenced. No,
never.
Really? Really? Never. How about Picasso?
You never.
How about Monet?
You
okay,
never referenced
I know them all.
Him.
All right. You know.
You never reference those guys.
Well, because it doesn't call for Salvador Dali. I say in a joke and no one gets it. Okay. So I have a little knowledge when it comes to art.
But I'm just saying you reuse your, it's like in the 10 years that I've known you, you've reused these references. And then you go like this to me. Do you know who it is? It's like, well, if I didn't ask like 8 years ago when you first started bringing it up, I mean, I'd be pretty.
Oh, really? How many times
ridiculous.
Have you told a fucking dumb story to me?
Go ahead.
At least 10 times.
Tell me what's one story that I've told more than once.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Go ahead.
How about the story of Mark Cohen and Ken Ober fighting in front of your house?
I never told that to you more than once.
Are you crazy?
I only told that once.
You've told that at least 4 or 5 times, that story. Okay, and then I've heard you tell other people that story.
Okay, so you've heard me tell other people. That's different.
But you've told me that story a bunch of times. What other story? The time you were on a date and something to do with McDonald's and
your ex-boyfriend was out.
These are stories I've told you one time.
Are you crazy?
Like, why you're saying
you've told me at least five times these stories. You tell you the problem. You know what it is? You forget a lot, and you're kind of boring, so you don't have really excite. Like, I have really good stories in life, okay? So I only have to tell them once, and you go, oh, that was a great story he told. How am I going to come back with a better story?
You don't know. Okay, I'll tell you one of my good stories.
What?
When I was went back home from college and I was riding my motorcycle. You know that story?
Yes.
What is it?
Were you crashed it and fell off your motorcycle?
No.
Or you picked up the hitchhiker?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me the hitchhiker, the motorcycle story.
No, you already know it.
I don't remember it. I don't remember it because it wasn't a big, great story. And first of all, you had a motorcycle or a motor scooter?
No, I had a motorcycle.
You rode a motorcycle?
Yeah. Okay, I bought it cash. I never got my license or anything. And I rode it for 2 years.
Without a license?
Yeah.
And what happened with the hitchhiker? You ended up sleeping with him?
No, I just...
That would make the
story
good.
I was driving home from a party very late at night, and there was a guy walking on the side of the road, and it was cold. Even though it was summer, it's northern Canada, it was cold out. And it was spring, I guess. And he'd been beat up. He was totally bloody. His shit kicked out of him. And I had an extra helmet, so I put the helmet on and I gave him a ride. He was drunk to his house.
Why didn't you take him to a hospital?
I thought about it, but he didn't want to go. He just wanted to go home. So I felt like he was staying on the motorcycle fine. He probably would have.
Did he get blood all over you? He had to if he's bleeding and he's holding you from behind.
Possibly, yeah.
Well, not possibly. You took your clothes
off. I don't remember.
Off.
I mean, I didn't look at my back.
Not a great story.
No. I took him home, right?
Yeah.
He did try to get me to come in with him.
Yeah.
But I did not. Went home. And then a couple... And this is where the story gets slightly embarrassing. But I used to wear like a long like duster coat.
Turn it up a little.
You know the kind of coats that like...
Yeah. Kennison used to wear on stage.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say like...
Or Jesse James.
Yes. No, because I didn't want my pants to get dirty when I was on the motorcycle, you know, because there was a lot of mud and stuff. And then, so I went into the bar, the local bar, you know, one night, and I took off my helmet, you know. And the guy who said the party turned around, he was like, "That's her." You know, he pointed. I could see him to his friends pointing over, like, "That's her."
Yeah.
Then I got embarrassed and left.
That's it.
But that to him, that must have been pretty like crazy. Like he's
that's
like,
her, the girl that gave me a ride, embarrassed you,
yeah.
And you left. Because the guy pointed to his friends, that's the girl that saved my life, and that embarrassed you, so you walked out.
Yes.
Like if he would have said,
but he'll never. He doesn't know to this day.
What?
Who was that? Who was that woman?
But what? Hey, the girl that saved my life is over there.
No.
This is embarrassing. I got to get out of here. Miss, and now accepting the Nobel Peace Prize.
I'm sweating.
Oh, she's not here. How come she's not here?
I realize how dumb it is. I'm sweating.
And now to pick up her Oscar for Best Director. Where is she?
Well, because what was I going to say to him?
Oh, how are you?
I was a hero.
How are you a hero? Because you picked up a fucking bloody guy that was probably a half a mile
from
his house.
What girl is going to pick up a hitchhiker, let alone a bloodied one, on her motorcycle?
One without a license.
When she's, you know, 19. You know, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen very often, okay? Yeah.
Why are you in a bar at 19? How old do you have to be?
Oh, you only had to be 18. Where I grew up.
All right,
to go to the bars.
See, now this story, what I'm going to turn it into when we're fooling around is you pick up.
But he probably, I'm not tooting my own horn or anything, but he probably tells that story and never saw her again. One time I saw her walk into the bar. But she turned around. It's like an unfinished romantic comedy.
That's what I'm going to do when we're fooling around. This is the new story, but you sleep with him. And he's going to be, I'm going to pick out what he looks like and stuff. He's not going to be bloody in my fantasy. I don't want you just banging some bloody guy. That's gross. That would be like a horror movie. Okay.
That's
he looked pretty fine when he was at the bar with his buddies.
He looked good looking? Yeah, pretty fine? Pretty,
yeah.
Yeah?
I meant pretty fine, not like in his 60s black vernacular.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, he's finer than a motherfucker right there.
I'm talking about like he looked like he Marina, survived his...
Marina, look how fine that dude is. I saved his life.
But then, like, what if you found out, like, he was, like, a Nazi sympathizer? That's why he got beat up or something crazy like that. And I took pity on him.
Well,
he was a long way from home.
Did you ask him for gas money?
No. I honestly felt like I was some kind of, like, angel of the night. I knew in my heart at that time I was doing good work. I was scared he was going to fall off the motorcycle.
We used to hitchhike everywhere. I remember one time we hitchhiked, me and my friend Brian. We were hitchhiking back from the mall, and some guy picks us up. We're young. We're fucking 15 or 16, and he pulls over. You know, we go, we'll get out here. Then he puts his hand on Brian's lap and says something. And Brian was like, ew. And we ran out of the car, and we were yelling at him. You know, pervert. You know, we didn't even know what molester was back then. We were just,
Damn,
you know,
how old were you?
Like 15.
Okay. Well, is that really molesting, or he's just...
Put his hands on Brian's lap.
No, I guess 15 is too young.
That's kind of creepy.
Make that joke, but...
That's creepy.
But if you're adult, so that's just a way that he can maybe, like, you know, back in your day, it wasn't as open to be gay. So you had to kind of be sneaky about
no,
it.
No, we were young kids. He was he
No,
was,
I realized that. I thought you were like, you know, 19 or 20 at the time.
No, I just had 15. Where did you add 4 years?
No, I was, this is what I was going to say.
What are you
then
say?
You said 15 and what, I took it all
you,
back.
Who are you, Spider from, no, this is what I meant. Listen, relax. I said, if we were 15, he grabbed Brian's leg and we,
Why are you talking to me like that?
No, Spider,
when
no.
When you told me the story,
no,
I thought you were 19 or 20, then I was going to make some comment about, hey, you know, this is how gay people, maybe check it out. He's not molesting you. But then you said 15,
now
I
I'm
had to change my.
Thinking about all the perverts. Go ahead.
You were never molested?
No. I think my mother
Don't
held
say
me
it like with such a regret.
No.
I saw pictures of you as a kid.
Where?
I think that might have been your problem.
You were the ugliest kid in high school, I'm telling you. You thought you were good looking back in the day? I saw.
I never had any issue. I didn't have any like.
Don't
that's
get
not...
mad, Peggy Sue. That's who you look like. You look like you were going to the sock hop every
you
day.
You saw one picture of me.
That's what one picture is a thousand. What is this?
I'll go get my yearbook right now and I'll show you some pictures.
You got a yearbook?
Of course I do.
Well, I never got one.
Well, because your parents are assholes.
No, because I quit and my picture wasn't in it.
Oh.
But it keeps coming up online, you know, go and look at, you know, and I look at pictures from all the kids I went to school with, and it brings back good memories or
oh
memories.
God, you're memories. So tragic.
Why? Because I look at the kids I went to. I remember
living in the past.
What?
Oh, no.
What?
That's another sign of Alzheimer's.
What is?
Oh, my God. You've now got 3 or 4 signs of
Alzheimer's. What's the other sign? What did I think about my past?
Yeah, you live in the past.
I'm not living in the past. I reminisce. Why do you think people take pictures? So they could reminisce. So you could sit with your kids and go, oh, this is when you were young. Oh, you remember this? This is when we went to the zoo. This is when
I've never
this
sat.
Is when Daddy,
do people really sit and open up a...
Yeah,
like,
well, I've
come
done
on,
a,
everybody. We're going to look at our photo
when,
albums.
There's a picture with Daddy.
That's
was,
not something that we did.
Daddy was bleeding and was picked up by a motorcycle girl. Here's a picture. Here's her in the bar running out.
I bet he still thinks about it at night. Who was that girl? It was cold. It was in between towns. So it was like miles.
What town? Maybe he listens to the podcast or radio show. We can get him to. Do you know anything?
Someone from Cold Lake.
Would he have to know? Is there something specific that he would have to know?
Yeah. A fucking motorcycle girl.
Well, anybody
19.
Could call in. Oh, that
what?
Was a long time ago, too.
Yeah.
But so. Anybody could call in. You know, we need people. We got to find out who this guy is. What happened? I mean, what if he's like one of the richest people in Canada?
Do you remember I you? Saved your life?
And he's looking for you.
It was spring. I don't know the year. I don't want to say the year.
But he might be looking for you. You ever see those movies? to give you a car. You saved his life because...
Well, it was a small town. He could have been like... Anybody know any girl that rides a motorcycle around here? They'd be like, Bonnie McFarlane does.
Yeah,
know.
But no, but not, then, okay, it didn't matter to him then. But, you know, a couple years later, he had like a ruptured spleen from it or something. And he got taken. And then as he got older, he goes, I would have died if it wasn't for that girl.
Probably would have.
So, and then he became a fucking oil tycoon up in,
I'll tell you where I picked him up. Between Cold Lake and Grand Center.
Well, he
now might, that's all one town. But it back then it was a pretty fucking distance from Cold Lake to Grand Center.
Well, there
Center.
Was a guy that picked up Howard Hughes hitchhiking, and Howard Hughes left him a lot of money.
No, that's not true.
You don't know that story?
I don't.
Yeah, was his name Howard Hughes? It was Howard Hughes, right? The guy with
why
all
don't
the,
you say H's? I'm just curious.
Howard.
No, the other one.
Hughes.
Do you think it's Hughes?
What do you think it is?
Hughes.
Howard Hughes. I wish this computer would work.
But like, say humor.
Humor.
Why don't you say the H in humor?
I say humor. House.
No, you're saying humor. You're not saying humor.
Humor. You know, also, too, we jumped into this podcast. I thought you were going to come down and make eggs like you've done every morning.
We don't have any eggs. Sorry.
Bonnie made herself a nice dinner last night. That was a nice looking dinner you made yourself. I looked at it. I go,
I said, do you want it? And some of this. And you were like, no, I'm just going to have that turkey burger. So, I mean.
All right. No one wants to hear your
boring stories. I made
vegetables.
And I made all the side dishes for everybody.
You make too many. That's what hurts my stomach too, I think. Water and vegetables.
Well, don't eat any vegetables and don't drink any water. Yeah, that's what all the diet books say. Yeah.
Well,
you want to be healthy, stay away from water and vegetables.
My this
folks, don't listen to what your dietitian has been telling you. What's killing you is the water and the vegetables.
That's what upsets my stomach. That's what releases the gases.
Everything upsets your fucking stomach. You got fucking juiced stomach. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yes, there is.
Fucking,
I gotta find the right medicine.
You know what it is?
What?
It's, you know, thousands of years of fucking people chasing you out of their countries. It's gonna give you a fucking stomach ache.
Whoa.
Thank you. Good night.
Well, this new diet I'm on, like, I've been eating real well all week. All week, and Sunday's my...
You've been eating real well all week?
Sunday's
let me just explain
my, Sunday's
what people
my,
what he means by
on.
He's been eating...
Sunday's my cheat day.
No,
so,
no.
So I slept with my neighbor.
Sorry, I didn't know you were going for a joke. Because you do eat really well right up until about like 10:30 at night, and then you start in on your granola bar.
I have one granola bar.
Downstairs, there's some brownies missing.
That was I had one for breakfast.
So
one little.
I know everything you eat
bite.
Because you don't put anything away.
One brownie bite, okay. One brownie bite. You know everything I eat. What did I eat two nights ago?
No, I'm just saying when I come down in the morning,
okay,
I know
what
you've eaten. Because
what did I eat really well two nights ago?
Stop!
Huh?
Shut up.
What did I eat?
You're such a pig. Shut up.
All right, let's have a little discussion. You know what? You know what I miss, and I don't know why. This is the
humor.
First year. This is what this is what I missed the first time. I miss Christmas this year and opening up presents and giving presents.
We did it here.
I know, but I miss it.
What do you mean?
I like the whole idea of opening presents and getting presents and sitting with my daughter.
What are you getting at? Just say, you're not good at being coy, so why don't you just say, you're good at just saying stuff without any kind of extra bullshit. Just say it, because I don't know what you're getting at, and it doesn't make any sense. I miss Christmas. You didn't miss Christmas. You had Christmas. No, I mean I miss it. I enjoyed it. Yeah, so what's your fucking point?
My point is stupid. I like giving gifts.
Okay, here we go. Okay, Opie fucking didn't like the gift we got him. He talked about it on the radio. We talked about it on our radio. Then he talked about it on his radio. Now you want
to
talk about it on the podcast.
Well, we have
so
to
go ahead.
A little. We have to, because people that listen to our podcast don't all listen to the radio.
You know who misses out in all this?
Who?
The kid.
What kid?
Exactly. See, you and Opie don't even realize there's a kid in all this mess.
Yeah.
A kid who doesn't have a gift.
I want you to suck my dick. You look so hot.
Stop.
I'm telling you.
Okay, after this I will.
For real?
And then I gotta clean the bathroom. Oh, the life of a lady.
You told me about the motorcycle guy you had sex with? That you picked up?
I can't believe that now this is becoming like the...
What?
The college instructor. Is it all just from that time era? Is that what it is?
I don't know. But my little nubbins. So, tell the story. I've been telling the story to... Who did this background on the computer?
I did not touch that computer. Okay, so... Just look, Rich, concentrate on the podcast.
Okay, I want you to talk a little. I'm doing both. Okay? I'm working everything. I feel like Anthony when he used to be in radio.
What? And he was just checking his emails the entire time?
No, he could do pal talk. He was doing that. He was doing everything.
Hmm.
Same with Opie. He's...
Get on the mic, man.
Opie was sending... pictures of sunsets and doing all kinds of stuff. These guys know
Fuck
how to do
Opie
radio.
And his, ooh, I can't put together a gift. We got a gift for Opie's son. And actually his wife. I'm allowed to say her name on the podcast, right? Lynn, yes, no. I've said it before. She's my friend. I'll fucking say it. Lindsay's and I are very good friends. She's one of the... She's the best. She really is. She's so funny. She makes me laugh harder than any comedian. And
really?
She really is very, very funny.
Harder than any comedian?
Yeah, sometimes she does. She's very dry and witty. Anyway, so and she could be an asshole too, which I love, you know.
Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, we get gifts for the kids. So I sent them some gifts, and I also sent a little something for Lindsay and a little something for Opie. And one of the gifts, when I went over there, wasn't even opened yet, okay? So I said, you know, there's another gift here that you haven't opened. So
the story's boring me already, isn't it?
Okay, well, you told me to tell it.
Yeah, tell
so
it.
So Opie opens the gift the next day, and they send me pictures. He's having a hard time putting it together. I didn't know the gift was something you had to put together. I thought you just put batteries in it. It was a robotic arm. Then he's pissed. He starts making videos of how he hates you. He blames you. Whatever. Then he talks about it on the radio show. Whatever. No. Now what? I was the one who said, I don't want to talk about it again. It's been talked about. And you said, I want to talk about it again. So go ahead.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. It's stupid.
Well, when we were coming in to sit down, you said, we got to talk about the gift. And I said, we've already talked about it ad nauseum. And you were like, so some people don't listen to the radio show. We got to talk about it again.
We don't have to.
Oh, my God. I hate you so much right now. Because I just fucking...
You know what's the problem? What's going on in my head?
What?
On my other computer, I have a different password and I don't remember it.
But why are you dealing with it now?
Because I had to look something up that you challenged me on.
But like, this is the problem. With
that's
you,
what
that
makes
you
a good podcast.
Almost all your problems come down to impulse control. Like,
really?
If your phone rang right now, you wouldn't just like not going to deal with it. I'm doing the podcast. This can wait for 15 minutes. No, you would have to answer it because you have impulse control. Just like you had to pick your nose just then. You have impulse control.
Issues. Because you wouldn't just say you have impulse control.
I was going to say problems, but issues, sure.
Issues is much better when you're talking therapy and mental.
That's why when you're in a car with someone and you're not driving, you have to tell them constantly what they're doing wrong.
You don't know where you're going. You lived here 10 years. You took the longest route to go to Costco's yesterday.
So what?
I mean, I can't believe.
It took an extra 3 minutes.
No,
big deal. Why don't
longer.
You just shut your mouth and enjoy the ride?
The way you went home, enjoy the ride. How can I when you kept hitting curbs with the car? Okay. It's hard to enjoy the ride when, you know.
I guess who's not getting breakfast?
A lot of kids in third world countries, which when I do become rich, okay, I'll tell you now because I'm not going to make it public, but that's where a lot of my money is going to go, to feed hungry kids in this country and other countries. But I don't want to go through one of those organizations because I don't know.
What are you going to do? Just walk around and fucking hand out chocolate bars?
I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm going to hire, somehow, I'm going to feed hungry people because no one should be fucking hungry. And that's, I'm not trying to be funny. Okay. And I think all these people that pick, how come
you haven't been trying for years?
I know. I didn't see that coming from old pick up a hitchhiker, Bonnie. And it was so embarrassing. He pointed at me and I ran out and hopped on
I didn't run out.
I hopped on my bike and I...
I left because I didn't want to ruin... Then, because when I started talking to him, you know, you're doing shots. Next thing you know, you're making out with a guy. Then you lose all your hero status. I had to just...
I left my scarf behind. He probably has my scarf. And
I had to leave. You know, I turned around with my duster. Like that.
You haven't seen American Sniper. I saw American Sniper last
week. Who gives a shit?
There's a lot of controversy going on about
this. Are you
going to
talk about the controversy?
Well, I mean, you know what it is, and I tweeted this yesterday. All these people, you know, back in the day, we're against the war, but we support the troops, and now, well, we don't support snipers. Well, you know what I mean? Everything's a snipe. A sniper, okay, basically, you know, a guy or a gal who's sitting, you know, shooting at, you know, targets. He's a sniper. You know, I don't have to explain it, but a drone is a sniper. A man-controlled sniper. A fucking missile's a bigger sniper. Everything's a fucking sniper. Okay, do you know what I'm saying? And
yeah, like when it's war and people are getting killed, like why pick out one part of it to be like
you know, when you're fucking flying over and machine guns coming out of your fucking helicopter, that's 50 snipers, you know. So I mean, why are
you make a salient point, my friend?
Why are people going after this? Like fucking, it's ridiculous. Like, you know, and it's just
But also, they're trying to find controversy and everything. Like, I honestly think, like, I don't know if I should say this because I hate saying stuff that makes me seem stupid after the fact. But when Seth Rogen said the thing about this, reminds me of the
Nazi Germany.
Over. No, he said it was a part of the other movie.
I thought he just
meant like he wasn't saying like this guy seems like a Nazi to me, was he? He was just saying like this reminds. I don't even think Seth Rogen's that fucking smart, and he's certainly not that
political.
You know, to sort of underhandedly be like, hey, guess what?
Well, he's not going to.
He's just saying this so parts of that movie reminded me of.
I don't know. Because I don't remember
Nazi propaganda movie.
I don't remember
like the actual filmmaking.
I don't remember the movie, but I don't see Seth Rogen trashing this movie after.
He shouldn't trash. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
I don't know, but Michael Moore is fucking. He's just such a hypocrite. He's such a fucking bandwagon.
Well, when you said like I wasn't liberal. Saying that about American Sniper.
Who, Michael Moore?
Yeah, he said he didn't make any mention of that movie.
All of a sudden he's going to come out with sniper remarks right after the fucking 2 days after the movie comes out or kills in the box office.
Well, if you let me finish, I was going to say that's such a like a girl move. Well, I didn't say yet. You know?
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
I shouldn't say girl move. It's such a, like a passive aggressive, like a pussy move.
People like that are just so. They're such fucking hypocrites. You know he fucking lives. He like you read, he trashes the one percenters, but he's a one percenter. You know, and there's nothing wrong with being that. If he earned his money legitimate. Well, I'm not saying his movies were fucking all legitimate, but he lives in a capitalistic society. He takes advantage of it, but then he trashes everything about it. Yeah, it makes no fucking sense, you know. There's an old saying, and I didn't make it up, is, you know, don't bite the hand that feeds you. You ever hear that one?
Mm-hmm.
Don't bite the hand. And when I start giving money to hungry kids, they better never bite my hand because I'm going to, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll say this about Michael Moore. I do like that he says shit that he knows is going to get him into trouble.
Well, because he obviously hasn't been in the news in a while and he's, you know.
Yeah, but it's fun. It's fun to like hear. Then, you know, people can discuss. I wouldn't want to live in a world where you know, everything gets shut down at such a level that you never hear anything. It's like, I want to hear the crazy opinions of people.
Yeah, that's true.
Because what if I agreed with, what if I, oh shit, I've been thinking that and I'm too scared to say it. I'm a pussy, I'm scared to say shit.
No, that's why you like Ann Coulter.
I love anyone who is willing to say shit that they say it knowing it's going to cause a fucking firestorm.
Yeah, but I don't think he says it knowing it's going to cause a firestorm.
Yes,
I think he does.
Of course he does. He must. He has to. He probably gets so many fucking shitty tweets like constantly. Like people just are like, you should die. Kill yourself. I bet it's all like that. He knows the minute he hits send, it's kind of like, oh shit, here we go.
I get those tweets, and I'm not even controversial.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, imagine if you were saying something political, because politics is one of those things where, like, people get so fucking angry. You know, Michael Moore doesn't have anything to do with the fucking way the country works, but people still get so fucking angry.
Well, he doesn't have anything to do with the way he works, but he has a way, he has something to do with how people think. And their perceptions of the country, and he distorts perceptions. He distorts.
Yeah, but obviously there's a lot of people that buy into his shit. There's like nobody buys into Ann Coulter's shit. It's like, you know, they're just entertaining points of view on opposite ends of the spectrum.
I don't know. I mean, some of his movies, people really like, whoa, you know, I mean.
Well, they're entertaining movies. They're good movies. It's just like you don't have to agree with everything that you see. Well, just like American Sniper, you actually don't have to agree.
No, that's true.
I don't know what the point of American Sniper is. From what I've read, it sounds not like a great, it doesn't sound like they're glorifying the guy.
Well, they are calling him, you know, a legend and this and that. He is starting to fucking, you know.
Oh, man, I got to see the movie. I don't know. I just, from what I've read, it sounds like from some of the stuff I read, it sounds like he's a prick in the movie.
He's not a prick. He's just very, very pro-American, like very gung-ho and, you know.
Like a sociopath. I feel like the people who are in war have to be somewhat sociopathic. I mean, it's like, it's crazy to know that you're killing people. It's just a crazy.
I don't
some
know
people
if I
can
do
it, some people can't, but like.
I don't know if I could do it. I mean.
I guess it's better if you're gonna, if you want to kill people, that you're doing it in a war. I mean, well, rather than just fucking setting up on.
Look, if there's a bank robbery, and there's a hostage situation.
Yeah.
Say they have 20 hostages in there. Who do they call first? The fucking SWAT team. Who do they put on the roofs? The fucking snipers.
Yeah.
If your family was in there, okay, you would want that sniper to take out that fucking bank robber in a second, right?
Yeah.
If your kid was in there.
Yeah, because that bank robber is going to. But war is more complicated.
Yeah, but
that.
I mean a sniper.
Because that guy is like clearly in the wrong.
Who?
The bank robber.
He's clearly in the wrong, but you're calling a sniper, okay?
But a sniper seems better in terms of, like, not killing innocent people, right?
Okay, so when is it okay to profile? When is it okay?
What does that have to do with it?
Well, I'm going to give you an example. You know, people say, well, you know, we shouldn't racially profile. We do it every day.
Well, you know what the problem is?
We
shouldn't racially profile wrong. That's what happens is that, you know, it's like... There's a lot, you know, it sucks for people who are fucking innocent people.
Yeah, but...
That have to go through this shit on a fucking daily basis.
It's not on a daily basis.
Are you kidding me? You don't think, like, Muslims get profiled on a daily basis? You don't think black people get profiled on a daily basis? Of course they do.
You think...
Do you get profiled on a daily basis? No, you don't.
Yes, I did. When I was a kid and I had long hair and I used to wear... You know, hippie clothes and long hair.
Did it irritate you?
Yes, I get pulled over all the time.
Did it make you mad?
Well, you know what? Look at me at the time. You don't think these fucking little white kids that are getting pulled over all the time in their white areas for the way they're dressed and acting, just because it's more prevalent in the big cities than in urban areas, but it's happening all over the country. If you see a gang of white kids hanging out, cops are going to pull up to them and go, what are you kids doing? What are you up to? Okay? When the FBI needs to catch a serial killer or a serial rapist, they use profiling. Profiling stops crimes.
Profiling saves lives. Profiling catches people. That's all to it. It's just another form of detective work. That's all. And they just put a name on it, profiling. But it's just police work and detective work and FBI work and CIA work and whatever. And it's just a name they put on it, profiling. Well, you know what? That's how you catch fucking criminals.
Right. I totally agree with you, except I also see the other side of it, that I think it sucks. For certain groups of people, it must fucking suck.
It's every group. I mean, I don't think Hasidics or Amish people are getting fucking pulled over. I don't think, you know. You don't see too many people in suits getting pulled over as they're walking down the street.
But maybe black people in suits do.
No, I doubt it. No, if you're wearing a suit walking with a briefcase, I think whatever color you are, whatever, you have a pass.
So if you're black, you have to wear a suit. Like,
no, I'm just saying. No,
what if they dress like you dress? Then they could get profiled.
No, but if you're with five kids walking up and down the street with five other youths, okay?
What are they called?
Youths. Youth.
Oh.
But they say youths.
Oh.
Okay. You didn't hear what I said. You don't think in all white areas, those kids in trailer park areas or in fucking the Midwest?
Yeah. I'm saying for certain groups, yeah.
And
it must
you don't
suck.
Think white people are getting?
I never excluded them from my.
Well, you keep always saying black people. You always bring up black people.
Well, that's one of the major groups that gets profiled. Don't try to deny that.
True. And if you want to go by statistics, and I'm not. You know, I mean, 70% of these crimes
are committed.
Is that a
statistic? You're just making it up.
No, 70% of these crimes are committed by 13% of the population. So how do you not?
Is that a real statistic?
Yeah, look it up. Look up crimes.
I'm not going to look it up, but you're just pulling numbers out of your ass.
No, I'm not pulling. I know some numbers. I'm good with numbers. I'm a Jew. I remember
70
numbers.
70 seems very 70%
of
rounded up.
Okay, 71.3%. But I'm not saying they weren't put in the position to commit these crimes in throughout history. Some people are throughout history. Like, you made it clear to me when I would go, look at these fucking pirates, these Somalian, is that how you say it? Somalian pirates. And then when it did hit me, if I had nothing in life, and I was starving or needed clothes or whatever, and a fucking boat was driving past me with everything I wanted or needed or never had, I could see myself being part of trying to take over that boat. Okay? Yeah. You know, if I was starving and somebody walked by holding a sandwich, if I could grab it and run, I would do that. So I could see why some people do certain things. Okay? So there's got to be a solution to these problems, okay? If you're not fucking part of the solution, you're part of the problem. You hear what I'm saying? Okay, so find a solution. Yeah, and that's it. I'm just enough with my fucking brilliance. Just
but you didn't come up with. There's no brilliance there.
Yeah.
That's what everybody is like. Everybody on the planet understands that. Yes.
What? No, they've never heard if you're not
poor and disenfranchised people definitely have more to gain by committing crimes than somebody who is. But the thing is that, trust me, you know, wealthy people or people who do well or they commit
crimes,
just they
yes.
And they and fucking CEO, the head of big corporations kill
biggest
more
criminals.
Fucking people. Yeah. Than
biggest
any
criminals.
Than any of those 13% that you like to.
I said 70%.
No, you said 13% of the population.
Yeah.
Than 70% of the
13%
no,
they're
of the
biggest scum.
Yes.
Yes.
They're the worst
companies.
Of the worst. But yes, as far as like,
you're right.
You know, boots on the ground kind of.
That's
know.
All. And you know what all that is in a chess game?
That's just
game.
Survival.
In a chess game, all that bullshit is just pawns. The kings and the queens are the corporations, are the big business. Okay. And it's easy to divert your attention.
But I think everybody, I'm saying you're not saying anything everybody doesn't already know.
No, there's
but
a lot
so
of people.
But so the part of the thing where you're saying, like, you know, there needs to be a solution. Yeah, that's what every single person is like, yeah.
Well, they
I
don't.
I see the problem. You know, some people place the blame on the individuals. Some people place the blame on the fucking society. Some people put the blame on fucking the kings and queens, as you said. But, you know, there's still no fucking solution. Because if you give If you say, okay, here we're going to give everybody money so that they don't have to do that, that no, doesn't help,
no,
right?
That's
like a thing. Like we've tried it, it doesn't work. So, you know, what's the next solution? There isn't one.
A mule. I don't know. I don't know. You're right. You know, if you give everybody money, they would fuck it up. I would fuck it up. I would go out and buy a new car.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like in, I don't know if it's like that here, where the Native Americans get money.
No.
Well, in Canada.
I think in Canada they get
money and they get to live for free and they get free schooling. They get to go to college for free. I think they get to go to school for free however long they want and stuff. But it didn't help their situation for the most part, you know. It's not like all the, you know, Native Canadians, I don't remember what the politically correct term is for them right now, but like, it's not like they all went to college. They're all
Apaches,
college graduates.
Apaches.
You know, they're struggling. So that, you know, there's a little petri dish of not working right there.
This is the third day in a row I keep hearing petri dish. That's all you hear. That Why? Fucking movie last night was horrific. They used the word petri dish in that movie.
They did?
Somewhere, yeah.
Lucy.
How fucking, Jesus. How much do you think it costs to make a movie like that?
A lot.
A lot of fun.
A lot of money.
Just the graphics and the special effects that, you know.
Yeah. And they were dumb special effects. And like, did they run out of money? Like at some point they were just using a green screen to,
yeah,
like her
fuck?
On a chair in front of a green screen. Like, I don't know.
And
it was the shortest action movie ever. I mean, that was like the plus of it. It was,
I think,
very
they ran
short.
Out of ideas.
Well, because
how do you waste Morgan Freeman? He's so good.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't have any. There's no struggle really in it.
It was stupid, and she just. You would.
But also,
think,
does Hollywood get tired of trying to figure out who their bad guy is going to be? Like this, like they use like
either Arabs or Chinese.
Like they're gonna always like, oh.
All right, we'll get bikers. Bikers will be our bad
bikers,
guys.
Bikers, white bikers.
White bikers are our bad guys. Okay, like, it's a meth movie, so we'll use white bikers.
Yeah, it's like it's getting harder and harder to get.
Oh, hold on, it's a new drug type of movie.
Because like that's why I think like the Somali pirate movie was actually a step forward in race relations, because they went back to using black people. It's like, oh, we've made it that far that we can now once again use black people as
in movies.
In movies, as the villain.
It was such a fucking horrific movie. And then we watched a movie the night before. Oh, Walking Along Tombstones.
Walk Through the Tombstones.
Walk Through the Tombstones.
Walk Amongst the Tombstones.
Yeah.
But you know what? These are action movies. They're, you know, it's like, they're
what
dumb.
The
they're appealing to a demographic that likes something that I guess we're not into anymore.
Liam Neeson is the new fucking.
He said his name right.
Is the new 70-year-old.
How does that happen?
he's a good actor.
What if like suddenly Meryl Streep just only did action movies?
It's just like every movie every movie Tommy Lee Jones was in. If you look, not every, but 9 out of 10, he was chasing somebody through the woods, Wesley Snipes or Harrison Ford or Benito De Toro.
Benito?
Or what's it? Benicio?
I don't know.
Benito, whatever the fuck his name is.
You say
Benicio.
It wrong and then it completely leaves my mind of what the real name
Benicio.
Is.
It's too hard of a name. He chased him through the woods. Tommy Lee Jones has been chasing motherfuckers through the woods his whole career. That's all he does. He's a U.S. Marshal.
But they should
FBI.
At least make it realistic. Like, you know, he like has a fight with 10 guys and kills them and kicks them and whatever. Like, then when he wakes up the next day, he should be like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
like, they just like, he never feels any pain.
I'm surprised they didn't get Tommy Lee Jones to chase that Russian through the woods in Sopranos. He is the best wood fucking chaser person on the planet, Tommy Lee Jones.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
They should just show one of those old guys like pulling their arm, getting their jacket on, and then like, I can't fight today.
And then we saw. And then
I pulled some in my arm trying to get my jacket on.
And then we watched a movie with Pierce Bronson, where the fucking action movie member.
when they killed his girl or something.
I don't remember this.
It was just last week. What was the fucking movie when, you know, like he would only shoot from the chest up? Is that his name? Pierce Bronson. Remember the fucking, he used to be, he was James Bond once. Then we watched a movie where he was training one guy.
But it's like, yeah, it's like if you go through every single movie, it's like ex-CIA pulled back into the life. It's like they don't make action movies with anyone under 60 anymore.
I know, it's never like, you know,
ex-FBI agent pulled back into the life.
Denzel, when we watched The Equalizer.
I think he was CIA.
He was ex-CIA.
Ex-CIA pulled back into the life. Ex-cop pulled back. That was the Liam Neeson. Ex-cop pulled back into the life.
Yep. I bet if we went into outside our house over to the woods over there, we'd see Tommy Lee Jones running through him right now.
Okay, I gotta go.
Why?
I gotta go get my motorcycle and start. Somebody should write an action movie for me. My motorcycle, saving dudes.
Listen, Kevin Smith, if you listen to our podcast, we heard
Kevin
you're looking.
Kevin Smith doesn't listen to our
podcast. Yeah, he probably does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, I'm sure Kevin Smith listens to our podcast. What's he looking for? Someone to play a lead role in Clerks 3?
I don't know anything about it.
That's what I heard. You would be perfect.
Oh,
you would
yeah.
be perfect. You know who you kind of look like?
I can make out with somebody.
Huh?
Nothing.
You look like Diane Weiss.
You're such an asshole.
Huh?
You're so... Why are you so mean?
You just said I want to make out with somebody. Who do you want to make out with?
I didn't think you heard that. Well, that's like, you know, one of the bonuses of being an actor or an actress, you know, you get to like have a little sex with somebody that's, and your husband can stand there and watch. You could come on set.
I know, because I might start jerking off.
Oh my God. Okay, bye.
All right, this Saturday I'll be at Mohegan Sun. Next weekend at Magoobies. We got the Patrice benefit coming up. We got a lot of stuff going down. The movies on Netflix, Women Aren't Funny. And we also have a radio show, My Wife Hates Me, Tuesday nights at Sirius from 7 to 9 Eastern Time. 7 to 9 and 4 to 6 on the West Coast. Thank you for listening. RichVoss.com.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at RiotCast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.